Now, I'd just like to read one wee verse of Scripture from the book of Deuteronomy for, again, our young people's address this morning. It's Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse number 9. Moses says to the people of Israel, Deuteronomy 4 and the 9th verse, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were thinking about one of the Mr. Men. I can't just remember. It was Mr. Greedy, that's who it was. And then last week, it was Mr. Worry. And we've got another one this morning. Anybody know who this Mr. Man is? Maybe a more difficult one. Anybody know? Maybe you've forgotten who it is, have you? Where's Ivy? Do you know Ivy? No. You knew last week. Mr. Forgetful. That's who this is. Mr. Forgetful. And as Mr. Forgetful's name suggests, Mr. Forgetful was very forgetful. He just forgot to do things that he needed to do. He forgot about appointments. He forgot all of the things that he needed to remember. And I have to confess, and anybody that knows me at all will know that I am a lot like Mr. Forgetful. I forget to do things all the time. If I'm leaving the house to go on a message, to take something to somebody, I nearly always forget to take the very thing. And I arrive at their house and I forgot to bring. That's happened so many times. Maybe a card or something that somebody needs to get. And I leave the house, have to take that to that person today. I nearly always forget it. Or if my wife sends me to the shop to bring back milk and potatoes, I'll come back with Coca-Cola and crisps or something like that and forget the very reason I went to the shop. My memory is horrendous. If you ever put something somewhere so you'll remember where it is, so you'll not lose it, and then you forget where you've left it. Or you maybe go into a room in the house and you forget why you went in there, and you just forget things all the time. Or you tie a piece of string around your finger to remind you to do something, and then you wake up the next morning and wonder why there's a piece of string tied around your finger and who tied it there in the first place. I think I forgot how to ride a bicycle once. Not that long ago, I fell off and broke my elbows. And I think I got up and thought, I'm not sure if I can remember just how to ride this bicycle. We can be very, very forgetful. And the Bible has got people in the Word of God who were forgetful as well. The children of Israel in Deuteronomy were forgetful. Whenever they were in Egypt, they wanted God to deliver them and set them free. And whenever God delivered them and set them free, and they were making their way through the wilderness, they began to forget just how merciful and gracious God was in delivering them or saving them. And they also began to forget just how miserable their slavery was in Egypt. And even as Christian people, we can be the same. We can forget what it was like to live without God, what it was like to be under conviction for sin, what it was like to have no assurance of heaven after we die, and we can forget what it was like to be without Christ, and we can also forget just what it cost the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, and we can forget His love and His mercy and His grace. I think the prodigal son in Luke 15 was forgetful. Whenever he took his substance and he went into the far country, he began to forget all of the blessings that he received as a young lad, growing up in that home with a loving father, and all of the lessons that he learned. And it wasn't until he was right down at the very bottom of the pit, so to speak, that he began to remember all of the things that he had forgotten because of his sin. And the Word of God calls us to remember. Deuteronomy 4:9 says, "Take heed to thyself, keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen." Moses is warning the Israelite people, it's very easy to forget all of the things that you've experienced under the mighty hand of God. And the Bible warns us that there are consequences for forgetting. There's a very solemn verse in the book of Psalms, and it says in Psalm 9 and 17 that all the nations that forget God shall be turned or cast into hell. That's why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And many people have forgotten the fact that we have a God in heaven who created all things and who created us. And if we forget our Creator, it's very easy to just go our own way and to live without God and then to die without hope. And then Deuteronomy chapter 6, God reminds the children of Israel in verse 10 down to verse number 12 to make sure that they do not forget the word of God. He tells them in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse number 6, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And the reason he tells them this is because verse 12 he says, beware lest thou forget the Lord. And then our Lord Jesus Christ knew, even before he went to the cross, that after he went to the cross and rose again, many of his people would so easily forget what he had done for them. So he said that we should break bread and we should drink of the fruit of the grape, drink of the wine at the Lord's table to remember what Jesus Christ has done for us upon the cross. I wonder this morning, have some of us forgotten how good God has been to us? Or maybe you're here this morning and you think that God has forgotten you. And maybe you're going through a very difficult time in your life and you wonder, has God been forgetful of me? Well, God says in the book of Psalms, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the fruit of her womb? And the surprising answer is, yea, she may forget. It is possible that a woman could forget her little child. But yet the Lord says, even if that were to happen, yet will I not forget thee. God remembers us and he knows us and he knows all about you this morning. And maybe you've made vows or promises to God before and you've forgotten. And God wants to remind you of the wonderful blessing it is to be a Christian and also of the great responsibility. We'll think about another Mr. Man, God willing, next Lord's Day morning.